Yeah, look, it is great to get over the line. We probably made hard work of it, but you know, there's a bit of pressure on us coming in to kind of perform, and you could see that in the first half. And you know, Harps came at us and they pressured us from everywhere. So look, at second half, we just said to the lads to settle down and kind of just play a bit of ball, and you know, thankfully they kind of did that. So happy enough.
It's hard not to kind of think about back-to-back titles when every second question is about it, isn't it, in the lead-up to a final?
Yeah, look, it's, to be honest, like we were trying to do everything but talk about it, and in fact, I don't think we had really mentioned it. It was, you know, we said it at the start of the year, if we were coming into the championship this year, we'd want to win it anyway. It didn't matter if we won it last year, and, you know, I'm a big believer in kind of all that stuff looking after itself in terms of the amount of medals and, you know, even back-to-back, you know, that's a stat that kind of looks after itself, so... You know, we just had to kind of, I know it's a cliche now in sport, but to focus on the process and kind of go through the group stages and just kind of take one game at a time, and kind of worked out there today now. And thankfully, you know, as I said, first half was a bit jittery, but second half we kind of just kept our heads and played a bit better, like so.
What do you put that first half down to? Because Harps 4 points up at the break and in a good position.
Yeah, look, at Harps are a good footballing team. Like, and I watched them twice this year already, and to be fair, you know, they've got footballers, and if you let them play, they will play. Like, and you know, like that, there was a slight bit of pressure on us. And as I said, we did okay last week against Tubber, you know, but it was kind of putting that performance again in this week again, you know, because as I said, we had a replay with them, and you know, kind of putting two back-to-back performances of that level was the challenge, really, you know. So as I said, the first half we had a lot of chances in the first half, and we probably just didn't take them. On another day, we could have been a good bit ahead, like, yeah, you know. Yeah. So, but just today, like, the chances didn't go over, and then the second half, as I said, we just settled. You know, the wind seemed to die a little bit, and you know, we just started to take our chances, and yeah, that was probably it.
There was a bit of composure there too in the second half, wasn't it?
A little bit, I think so. Yeah, and I think lads realised that maybe, you know, they were just rushing the ball in the first half, and maybe just not taking that extra, you know, second on the ball that they would have normally. So, you know, as I said, we're just happy to get across the line now.
Yeah. Obviously, you have a very big panel there, and you know, you lost Oisin last week. I know John Francis came back, but you lose Stephen and Brian then in the first half. It shows that you need that panel.
Yeah, look, same happened to us in 2010. You know, we lost David Durkin and Eamon Hearn, who were two massive players for us, and maybe we just didn't have the bench to cope with that at the time. And, you know, we ran through almost the same scenarios. I suppose it's the value of having the bit of experience of being through that before. And you know, we kind of looked at maybe if it's something that happened again, not that we thought it would, but you know, we looked at that. It's always a possibility. So but look, we have a great bench. I mean, as I said, there's lads there that probably would make most other teams, and you know, they've, you know, probably played through all the league, and you know, are highly experienced, like the likes of John Quinn. You know, any other day, there's just nothing more he can do to get in. Just happens to be everybody else is playing so well, and you know, he comes in there every day and just gets, you know, sticks his head down and gets on with it. And you know, we had John Francis Carr, who was back today. He came in and did great for us. And you know, Brian Kennedy, who's, you know, been brilliant for us. Like, we had Colin Nery, who is travelling from London every week, and right, people don't realise that, you know. So I mean, the life for him to get in there. And as I said, we keep encouraging him to come back every week, because you know, for the likes of those scenarios that, you know, you have a player like that can come in with that experience, and he settled things as soon as he went in, like, you know. Yeah.
So it's worth the trip back when you get days like this, though.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you can't beat them, and you know, they're few and far between. You know, they don't come around that often, and as I said, you know, people think that we've a lot of championships down there, but we've a lot of years without them as well. So you know, we do enjoy them when they come around.
Well done, Jerry, and congrats again.
Thanks for being there.